Renegade.
So I know that you can probably relate to this, having gone through the, you know, the heartache and the worry of having a missing pet for a couple of months when Fat Fred went to, say, you know, hang out in the sewer.
Yes. Yes, that was very troubling and
adventure, but you guys were worried.
I know. We did eventually find him, and he was probably less than 100 yards away from us.
When
we did find him.
Very similar story in Oklahoma. A pet tortoise named Ferb went missing 2 months ago, was just found 100 feet from their home. And yeah, they had volunteers helping to search. They used drones.
Oh my gosh.
And couldn't find him. The owner, Cherry, talked about finding him.
I can't explain to you any of that. It's just a big relief. I searched everything. We drove around in circles. It was such a relief.
Yeah, I bet they were just pulling their hair out because tortoises don't go fast.
Exactly.
They're like, yeah, he's got to be around here somewhere.
Well, and you bet Phineas was probably worried too.
Oh, yeah.
But Ferb, I guess, just shimmied its way under an area of their fence and then just kind of took off. And he was found in a field about 100 feet from their house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, finally got Ferb home and they were reunited. Ferb was hanging out, took a bath as soon as he got home.
I bet they had a very, very happy reunion.
It probably was. Okay. All right. Listen, they're siblings.
Listen, love is love, Kelly. They were very excited to see one another.
Anyway. Ferb is probably much better. It's like, oh yeah, I'm here, and they feed me and stuff. I'm gonna hang out here, and they give me baths, and they love me, and so there you go.
Yeah.
So glad that Phineas and Ferb are reunited once again. So you can see the story, and I can't believe that they went through it so far. They had a drone and didn't spot it.
Didn't spot him.
And they had volunteers. It was 100 feet from the house in a field. There you go. You can see the story. We tweeted it @BenAndKellyShow.